everyone, it's my birthday. Come on, let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la. My King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la. I'll seek you from morning to night.
Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name. Lord, we give you all the glory tonight. And thank you for your presence with us. Lord, we thank you that your name has been glorified and lifted up in this place. Lord, we pray for this project, Lord. We just take time to pray for it. Father, Lord, of 145 nations declare that instead of saying, can no good thing come out of Nazareth, Lord, but declare that there is revival and there is restoration in this part of the world, Lord. Where your name has been sullied, Lord, where your name has been brought low, Lord, that your name is lifted up in this place and throughout this land. And we bless you for that, Lord. Bless your holy name. Amen. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun.
Such a beautiful sound of the understand your grace. But tonight we stand before your throne, lifting our song to you.
So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy.
Oh. sing it with me tonight. The Lamb is worthy.
The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy of all praise. Glory and honor. All adoration. The Lamb. you, Lamb of God. Your presence is in this place tonight.
You've come by your grace to lift us up to heavenly places. You've come to touch and heal bodies tonight. You've come to restore souls tonight.
Eyes for only you. my God and my King. For you alone I want to sing. Hallelujah. My King and my God.
Song to him. God, by your precious spirit, you've come to destroy oppression and depression that comes against the mind of the believer. You've come to bring joy where there's been sorrow. You've come in your peace, in your love, and in your acceptance.
Thank you. hallelujah to the Lamb.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, the glory of your presence. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Thank you.
We just thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We just bless you for your holy name. We thank you, Lord. Well, hi, this is Dr. Shirley Caniff, and this is a special broadcast. We are broadcasting live, but it will be recorded live in Stoughton from New England on WSCIRO, Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And it's my birthday. It's not only my birthday, it's my 50th birthday. It is my jubilee. There's my husband clapping. He's here. And you want to say hi to the...
Hi, folks.
Hi. And we're not going to use this broadcast, you know, to do any lengthy teaching, but I just want to wanted to say thank you. I am so overwhelmed with blessings from my Facebook friends and family and YouTube community and Coffee Talk blog, to Paul Jackson's blog. And I want to say hi to Linda Burns and many people who actually encouraged me to get on the Facebook and Blog Talk Radio and different things like that. We actually selected a playlist that would exemplify, you know, how the Lord's been moving in my heart. And we're going to go into communion very shortly because I just feel led of the Holy Spirit. In the spirit of love and unity, and purpose of the Holy Spirit, to offer up this, you know, a time to usher in a individual revival, if not a corporate revival, of the Spirit within the spirit of your lives. Many people from different nations, whom I never even met before. Some of them I have chatted with on the chat room. But they were just so like, we're celebrating your birthday. It's already November 4th, and it was actually November 3rd here. And I was going crazy last night. And I'm like, oh, boy, what are you doing? So, and he had said to me earlier that he's going to release his Jubilee blessings for my life. And then when I went to Coffee Talk blog, a friend of mine and many of you, Linda Burns, who the Lord's really using very powerfully, also confirmed and said this is the exact same thing that came out of the mouth of the Lord. So the Lord, you know, was definitely wanting to get my attention regarding that. And, you know, His Holy Spirit has just been really blessing me with, you know, very powerfully with His presence. So I just want to just ask the Lord to just extend His hands of blessings upon you. I want to pray a special blessing also on our government and all the governmental officials, the new incumbents, and you know, some of the ones that are, you know, have gotten reelected. I'm not into the politics, the political side of it, but I am into God establishing His plans and purposes in our lives through people who just happen to be leaders in the government, whether they're male or female. And I ask a special blessing and prayer protection upon the President of the United States. He's got a lot of trying times ahead of him, challenging times, but God has appointed him for the man to do what he's called him to do under the title presidency. And many people will be blessed, not just because of his presidency, but because of the election of the new members to the House of Representatives and the Senate. And the Lord is showing me that, you know, even though the voice of the land is thinking in terms of a rebellious change, it's more so that his Holy Spirit is actually directed this change as well, and will override any negativity that the enemy may want to throw at this new change. So watch out. See what God does. He's going to start moving to the hearts of the House of Representatives and the Senate, and many of the thought processes that they once had going into this next hour in the history of the United States that there is going to be a surprise. There's going to be melting of hearts and a peace that surpasses all human understanding. There will be testimonies coming out of this, the Lord is showing me. So, Lord, will you just release your fire, a revival upon the House of Representatives and the Senate, and those that, Lord, that you appointed to, as a state governor or senator or representative of different states and districts, that, Lord, you would begin to hone in on them and visit them in the night season and truly give to them, not based on their own mind, their own heart, because you're God, but, Lord, truly plant within their spirit, plant within their intellect, Lord, your plans and purposes, and let it not be thwarted one way or another by opinion. So we just thank you, Jesus, Lord. We thank you for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, I was an Election Day baby, November 4th, 1960, when JFK got in. So there's a special blessing upon my life to even pray for presidents of the United States and the government. But I'm not going to give any opinions, okay? I'm just going to give, a blessing. So I just want to thank you, Jesus. And also I want to pray for all the people representing different nations, Indonesia, Jakarta, Indonesia, India, Israel, UK, Philippines, Canada, South Africa, Nigeria, Uganda, all these wonderful people that represent these different nations that just took the time to wish me a happy birthday. Lord, I ask that you would extend your hand of blessing upon their families and ministries, leaders, and Lord, everything, Lord, that you want to give to those nations. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. And I pray for all my friends and family. I have there's a friend of mine that actually knew me since I was 16. A couple of friends, but one particular teacher that follows me. His name is James Bonaparte. He's a teacher at Whitman Hanson High School that I graduated from years ago. And I just he wished me a happy birthday, and I said, "Can you believe it? I was 16 years old. I was uncertain of the future or what it was going to hold for me, and very insecure. But I was a cheerleader at the same time. And then all of a sudden, I blink my eyes, and I'm here. I'm 50 years old, and I still feel like a kid. But there is a purpose. I know that my future lies and rests in Jesus, and I'm secure with that. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, that you were able to spare my life, Lord, when the enemy tried to snuff it out many times. And I'm sure many of you have those testimonies as well. Well, I just want to go into prayer and communion right now, and what you've actually heard before. Was a carefully selected medley of songs, very melodious as well. And you heard Robin Mark at the top of the hour sing "These Are the Days of Elijah," and Terry McCallum, whom all of you know, especially in the Texas area. I hear he's out in Texas now. He moved from Colorado to Texas, and he sang. Even so, that was actually me and my husband's song that we chose when we walked down the aisle to greet each other when the Lord blessed us in marriage. So we just thank you, Jesus. And also, "What a Friend," and "Here I Am to Worship." "I Stand in Awe of You," not necessarily in this order. "The Sound of Heaven," "The Lamb is Worthy," "My God and King." And then we're going to also, you're going to be hearing Lenny Gaillette. He's going to sing "Take Me to the Holy of Holies," and that's going to be our communion song. And then we're going to end, we're going to go into the glory realm, and we're going to end with Paul David Guidry's "Enrapture," and you're going to love that. He is a worship pastor at the Metro West Bridge Church in Natick. And their church is located on 7 Strathmore Road in Natick, Massachusetts. So we had Brian Simmons there from Gateway, Pastor Brian Simmons, there last Sunday, and they actually uploaded the podcast from Metro West Bridge concerning last Sunday's service in iTunes. So look for that in iTunes, and I'll post it on my Facebook webpage. We are going to do a separate broadcast regarding the heart and based on Ezekiel. The Lord began to minister to me in some area, and I also received a dream about what He is doing right now in the body of Christ regarding the hidden things, okay? So that's what I'm going to leave you with. But I didn't want to take away from what the Lord was doing in the spirit here and, you know, in this birthday celebration, because He was imparting some things, you know, as we played the songs, and I was just getting blessed each time I put this list together. So on the other end of it, I was up since early this morning just getting very excited as to what the Lord wanted to do for His people. So I just thank you for attending our party, our 50th birthday jubilee party. And it's really awesome, and I know you're going to be blessed, or you have been blessed, because by the time you get to this part of the broadcast, you would already have listened to and soaked in His presence and just received what the Lord has for you. So, Jesus, we just want to offer up Your body and blood. Lord, we thank You, Jesus. We ask, Lord, that You would just pour out Your Spirit, Lord, and bless Your people and bring them into the greater of Your presence, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Lord, shower Your love upon them. Lavish Your love upon Your people, Lord. Lord, for these people my brothers and sisters are longing to see Your face. Lord, you say in Scripture, you speak so tenderly to Your bride that, Lord, those who look upon Your face, they receive so much because You gaze tenderly at them. Your gaze is so tender and yet so powerful that when we gaze into Your face, we are never the same again. We thank You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord, could You just touch
thank
Your people
you.
In a greater way? We thank You, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Is there anything you want to pray, Jeff? This is special. Okay, praise Your Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank You, Lord. So, we thank You, Lord, that on the night that You were betrayed, you took the bread and You gave it to Your disciples, and You broke it first, and You gave it to Your disciples, and You said, "Take this and eat, for this is My body, which will be broken for you." When you do this, you're doing it in memory of Me. Receive the body of Christ and all that He has for you. Likewise, and honey, I'm going to give you the cup so you can pray a special blessing of the cup. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Lord, I just lift up this cup of remembrance, and I ask blessings upon it as we receive it, and those who spiritually receive it with us, ask blessings on them right now. This is Your blood, which was shed for the forgiveness of sins
and the salvation of the world. We thank You, Lord. Receive the blood of Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen. All right. Well, we are nearing the end of this broadcast, but like we've said in so many broadcasts, it's only the beginning. And this is going to be a powerful year of Jubilee. We have some things that we are, some projects that we are going to do that we want to include you in on. We'll be talking about that in the other broadcast. So I just want you to just sit back and just receive the glory, grow deeper in His presence. And we are going to sign off with Paul David Guidry and Rapture. God bless you. We love you. Bye.
What return can I make to the Lord for giving Himself to me?
I thank you for your body and blood. I thank you for your body and
it's like the fog that settles in from the sky.
carrying the rain. Like the mist rising up from the ground, carrying the morning dew. Can you feel it in?